This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. But we always bring things in. I want to tell you real quick about the Discord chat. It's probably worth bringing up. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, that's discord.freetalklive.com, you can download the app. And you can call in and sound a heck of a lot better than just sort of using the old legacy phone system. You know, it's good. It certainly brought us out of the dark ages, but audio quality on voice over IP is just better. So discord.freetalklive.com. And then we don't have to use that crappy Skype product that they got out there.
We've not been using Skype for several months, Mark.
Yeah, several months. But, you know, I mean, it was just, it kept on updating it and was wonky and buggy and sorry, I didn't like it.
Yeah, so the last couple of updates that they did, they made it to where you can't turn off the ringer.
Yeah.
And so we were just getting the ringing noises and yeah, that's no bueno.
Yeah. Discord.freetalklive.com. So I brought in this Kavanaugh thing, this Supreme Court nominee. You've heard about him, right, Daryl?
Yes, I have heard about him, and I know that the Republicans are saying, you know, like, the Democrats are on a witch hunt.
Yep.
And apparently there are some allegations of some sexual assault. I've not read the details of it. And the devil is in the details. Some people are wanting these things investigated, and other people are saying it should not be investigated because reasons. And, you know, like, I think if there's an allegation, then it should be looked at, but I'm not the person to look at it because I'm not the judge in this case.
Sure. There will be an investigation. The Senate hearing will be held on Thursday, as I understand it.
All right.
And for me, there seems to be a rush to judgment. So I have a couple of problems with the whole thing. But I just wanted to have a couple of stories about rushes to judgment here to to start us off here.
So what you're saying is the court of public opinion is rushing to a judgment. That almost never happens, I say, with tongue firmly planted in my cheek.
Yeah, it almost always happens. From the Washington Post, now this isn't a new story. It was brought to mind for me because of this. A man helped a lost toddler find her parents, police say. He was smeared.
So this is not a Brett Kavanaugh story.
No, this is a story.
You just somehow mentioned Brett Kavanaugh to then bring up this story.
Yep.
This is
a rush to judgment story.
Okay.
Yeah. The man was smeared online as a predator and left town. A man trying to help a lost toddler find her parents was misidentified as a kidnapper on social media over the weekend, according to police in Lakeland, Florida, promoting him to leave town in fear for his safety and the safety of his family. The man was also punched by the child's father, who told local media that he thought he was trying to take my daughter, and I want to kill him.
Hold on. So the guy who says, I'm trying to help this little girl find her family, is punched by the father because somehow I'm trying to help this lost girl find her family is now code in Florida for I'm trying to kidnap a kid?
Well, right, like, so this is a softball game. The father, some friends of the father say, hey, ain't that some stranger with your little girl over there? What the hell is he trying to do, kidnap her or something? Right? And then the father's like, oh, hell no. Hell no, come on, we're going to get him, right? And then they go over and say, hey, son, what are you doing?
Right? I'm trying to help this girl find her family.
Bam. Tell it to the ground, right? So that's basically how it went down.
So at what point did this father find out that the guy was trying to help the girl find her family?
Find out suggests that he believes that his actions were wrong. So the father held to the story. Oh, well, the police come and tell him that, hey, look, this guy was trying to find you and your family to get your daughter.
Right, which means that he found out some information that he didn't have prior to throwing fists.
I see. You're calling kidnapping a little girl, helping to find their family. Is that what you're saying now? Look, some police department we have here in Lakeland, Florida. My God. Why don't you people rip him?
Hold on. So before we continue, apparently you know a lot more about Lakeland, Florida than I do, and I'm guessing a lot of our listeners also don't know about Lakeland, Florida. Apparently, like, you're making it out like this is redneck capital of the world.
Well, I mean, there are probably more people that talk like I was just talking there. Remember, I'm from a nearly adjoining county to Lakeland. The Manatee County is a diagonal to Lakeland County. So I have a reasonable idea of what the accent's like. If somebody wants to come after me on it, all right, I'm a local.
Right. I'm just saying that
the
way you're telling this story.
Right.
Has a lot of context that somebody that knows nothing about Lakeland, Florida is going to miss.
No, really, there are idiots everywhere, and this father is an idiot, okay?
Got it.
That's what we call them when we're from the center part of the state of Florida. We call them idiots, all right? So this is a man who is so bad at parenting, his child gets lost, and in order to cover for his bad parenting, he decides to beat another man. So bad, and then that person and his friends are so bad about it that guy flees the county in order to be safe.
Right. So I'm guessing at some point during police involvement, the police are told that, you know, by the guy that got his ass whooped, yeah, this girl was wandering around, and I don't know how intelligent. Maybe he was talking like this to this little girl here. She's wandering around. She's all kinds of lost. And I was like, well, I got me a little girl, and she's at home with the ex-wife and, you know, baby mama number four. And I felt sorry for this girl, so I figured I'd help her find her daddy. And so I was trying to find her daddy, and then somebody come over and says, that's my girl. What are you doing? And before I could say that I was trying to help this little girl that reminds me of my little girl find her daddy, he's just wailing on me in the face.
That's pretty much what happened, yeah.
So at what point did the guy that did the punching get informed by police or someone that the guy he was punching was trying to help his daughter?
After the punching.
Like days after, hours after, minutes?
Minutes after.
Got it.
Yeah, and... It's the jump to conclusion, right? So the accusation was made, and it literally in the story it says here the accusation was made. One of the friends basically said, "Hey, that guy's trying to kidnap your daughter." Accusation's made. The accusation is so terrible. Kidnapping a 2-year-old girl is a terrible accusation, right?
Kidnapping is not a good thing.
Right. The accusation's made, and it's so terrible that people have to presume that it's true. Because it's not the power of the, it's not the act that the person did, it's the power of the accusation that's made against them at this point. And this is what I mean by jumping to conclusions, is just because somebody's made a terrible accusation doesn't mean that we shouldn't employ 1,000 years of English common law to determine what's true and what isn't. That even though Brett Kavanaugh isn't being accused of a crime here, he's simply up for a job interview, doesn't mean we should lower the standard of proof. Because then that gives anybody at any time, in any place, an opportunity to just make any old accusation that they could, that they want to, and that accusation has weight because that accusation is terrible.
So what is the 1,000 years of common law that you're saying should be employed? Because there are some people that they think that shoot first, ask questions later is common law.
jurisprudence, right? Like, so we should have, we've got all kinds of steps in order to prove things. And, like, you know, the difference between helping a 2-year-old girl find her parents and kidnapping her, well, as far as actions go, they're not a lot different. But intent really matters. And in this case, we wouldn't know the intent until you start talking to people. You've got to start asking questions and these kind of things. I don't think in the Brett Kavanaugh case that we're going to find any proof. You're talking about somebody who works within the legal system. They're not going to just spill the beans on themselves if they were guilty. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can comment on Kavanaugh or this situation of the kidnapping in Lakeland, or not.
On August 24, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School Clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. I'm telling a story here that went on in Florida relatively recently where a young girl was lost, and the guy who found her, trying to get her back to her parents, gets beaten up by a mob led by the girl's daughter.
You mean the girl's father?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The daughter, yeah, right, the father, of which she is the daughter, right? That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
But 2-year-olds generally don't have daughters.
Yeah, generally not. So what I'm trying to do is draw some parallels here and just generally talking about rushing to judgment. This father, I believe, rushed to judgment in this circumstance. Seems pretty clear. But your thoughts on it, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. I'm interested, have you ever been in a situation like this? Someone rushed to judgment on you. What was that like? I was in a situation like that. I'm going to tell you about that here real quick. Texas Bitcoin Conference is the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up fast. It's October the 27th and 28th. It's in Austin, Texas. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and many more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now and get your tickets. I'm going to be there emceeing a room. Should be a lot of fun. Free Talk Live will be there again, and we'd love to see you. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's a great event. They change venue every year. Just check them out, TexasBitcoinConference.com. So, Daryl, at one point, I was dating this gal, and she wanted to see bats. Specifically, the solution I came up with was to go to the Florida Caverns.
All right.
Have you heard of these?
Can't say that I have.
Okay,
but I'm guessing that it's a system of caves located somewhere in Florida.
You're correct. It's in the panhandle of Florida, and you being from Alabama, I thought maybe you might have heard of this. It's closer to where you're from in Birmingham, or at least I don't know where Birmingham is in Alabama. It's closer to Alabama than it is
north central.
Then probably about the same distance, the distance from where I'm from.
It's about a 5-hour drive from Birmingham to any of the beaches.
Yeah, that sounds about right. not equidistant. So, we went up there to see some bats and some caves. We
all
took
right.
a little tour or whatever. They have on site some camping. So we took my mother's van, and we slept in the van.
All right.
And it was lots of fun. At some point at this event, I'm going to use the restroom.
All right.
And they've got, the little on-site sort of rustic restroom situations. And I'm going in there to use the bathroom, and there's a little boy comes in, and he can't get his pants undone. Little fingers, they have a difficult time with pants and stuff. So he's asking me, and sort of, he doesn't have great English to begin with.
You're a grown-up. Can you help me?
That's pretty much the situation, right?
And where are your parents? I will get them.
That's kind of what I'm saying, is where are your parents? And he's just kind of indicating in a direction, and I don't know what to do. And so I
know what I would do. Let me explain what I would do, because I have a fairly loud, boisterous voice.
Yes,
I would, step outside of the restroom and just yell really loud, "There's a kid in here! Where's the parents?"
That was not the solution I came up with.
All right.
The solution that I decided was, kind of looking around, not knowing what to do, and telling him he needs to go back and find his family to solve this problem. Well, he kind of began to cry, and he wet himself right there. I walked out of the restroom and went back to my site. Now,
I think in my situation, my made-up scenario here, he probably would have wet himself anyway, but at least I'd have, tried to get the attention of someone that might be his parent.
Did you see what's broken in society here, though? How you and I can't help some little boy who has his zipper stuck in the bathroom because the immediate presumption's going to be that not what's most likely, which is a 2-year-old can't open his zipper,
right?
But what is most horrifying,
correct,
which is that some kind of awful sexual assault has been caught right in the mid-act. And because
Well, that is what Republicans tell us is going to happen if you allow more than one person in the bathroom at a time.
I have no idea what Republicans are trying to tell me about bathrooms, and I would say...
Oh, you've not paid attention to the bathroom debate over the last 2.5 years?
Paid a little bit of attention to the bathroom
debate. Yeah, if you allow more than one person in the bathroom at a time, everybody's just going to be raping everybody.
Well, we've been letting
or
more than
something.
One person. There's a bit of an argument involved. However... what I'm saying is wrong with society.
Yes.
Is that we jump to the conclusion that people that we have never met are doing something horrible in this circumstance rather than doing something good.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with people just being taught from very young ages that everybody that's a stranger is going to try to do horrible things.
Clearly, this young man did not have that that thought process. By the way, this young man is probably driving at this point. That story is that old. I've thought about it many times since then. I feel bad about it. I wish I could have helped this kid, but I was just too scared.
Right. I remember when I was fairly young. I don't remember exactly how old, but it was when John Walsh, when his son wound up getting kidnapped and beheaded, being told, like, if you lose sight of me, my parents telling me this, if you lose sight of me in the shopping mall, somebody's going to kidnap you.
Yeah. Of course, you ran around free as you could be out by your house.
Right, and we would ride our bicycles from the concession stand at the lake that my dad ran to what used to be a Burger King, and it's no longer a Burger King. This involved us crossing First Avenue North in Birmingham, which is like a 5 or 6 lane major road, half a mile away from where the thing was. But when we're at the shopping mall, if you lose sight of me, you're going to be kidnapped.
Yeah. And you're right. We're scared with this stuff, and I think it's a shame. This whole
right.
stranger danger thing. Kids are much more likely. If whomever would have come, this little girl here in the story that was lost, and
right.
the stranger's trying to help her find her family. She's statistically much more likely to be abused by the family
or kidnapped
by a family member. Than by the stranger
right.
whom was beat up by the father.
Right.
And that's a real shame. And the story goes on. I don't need to read it, but I can basically tell you that more or less the friends of the family here wouldn't let go of the notion that this guy was some kind of pedophile and kidnapper and that sort of thing. So they hounded him on Facebook to the point that he left town. The police have completely exonerated this guy. This
right.
is just mob mentality.
Yes.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. I'm curious, what do you think? 855-450-FREE.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least four women who Christine Blasey Ford said was at the high school party in the 80s when she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh say they have no recollection of the party. Kavanaugh's friend and colleague Sarah Fagan, a Republican strategist, tells ABC's This Week there's no reason for them to testify.
When someone comes forward and says, it didn't happen, I don't have any recollection of it, I wasn't there, the party didn't happen, I'm not certain what questioning will be of value, she's the one who needs to be heard from.
There's a tentative agreement for Ford to testify Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegation against Kavanaugh. Details are still being negotiated. Kavanaugh denies any allegations. China has summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing and postponed joint military talks to protest new sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. The U.S. acted after Beijing bought Russian fighter jets and a surface-to-air missile system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We recently got finished with a story here about a man who was beaten up for trying to return a lost little girl to her family. And jump into conclusions. And, you know, I got another story about jumping to conclusions. But, Daryl, please tell me about CryptoTip.
CryptoTip is an outreach tool that you can use to help new people discover cryptocurrencies. They're printable business card size tips that you give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. And here's the best part. If they don't claim the tip, you've not just, like, you know, thrown out some crypto that's lost into the ether.
Right.
It comes back to you after a period of time that you indicate when you set up the crypto tips.
Yes.
Now you get to choose from 1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months. And again, if it's not redeemed during that period of time, it comes back to you. But if they do redeem the tip, you get an email alert. And then, you know, that can be some handy information, especially if after you leave the tip, you go into the site and then leave notes on, here's where I left this particular tip. And then you know who redeemed the money, or in theory. So There's one of the restaurants here in town that they do accept cryptocurrency, and several people have left crypto tips for the wait staff. They've actually wound up selling the crypto to one of the guys that works in the kitchen. We've thought, this particular waitress wound up cashing in the tip, but turns out, no, she sold it to the guy in the kitchen. But we were able to get that information, whereas if we didn't leave the notes on where we left these particular tips, we never would have known, they're selling tips to the guy in the kitchen.
It's a great outreach tool.
Cryptotip.org.
And at the very least, the young lady saw the value.
Right. Yeah.
She sees the value in it, some value in it, even if she's not ready to do some kind of computer work in order to find it.
Right.
She sees value.
Yeah. And the guy working in the kitchen, he's like,
give me that.
I'll buy that from you. Here's some cash.
Yep.
Cash money.
Indeed. Another story about jumping to conclusions here from thetelegraph.co.uk. A widower who checked into a travel lodge with his teenage daughter last week, and this is not a news story. I'm just trying to bring up stories about jumping to conclusions, and these two jump to mind. When a staff member called police, apparently suspecting he was a pedophile, Craig Darwell, 46, had booked a room at the hotel at Chertsey, Surrey, for he and his daughter, Millie, 13, to stay at during a visit to Thorpe Park. "We checked in, and then I had to move my car," Mr. Darwell said. When I got back to the reception, the guy started asking me to prove I was her dad. He said it was company policy that I had to go on to Facebook to show messages that I'd sent to her. It was bizarre and really offensive. Then he told me that he'd already called the police, so I had to wait for them to arrive. Luckily, it took them about 2 seconds to realize that he had the wrong end of the stick, but it ruined the weekend for me, he says.
Of course it did.
Surrey police said we were called by a member of the staff to the Travel Lodge on Guildford Street in Chertsey on Thursday, and following a concern for safety, officers attended and made no arrests. No further inquiries will take place. Here you have the accusation, and now we have to have an investigation.
Right.
An investigation of a father. Now, what would happen if this was me? And I just said, I'm just not going to put up with this. If they'd already run my card or whatever,
right,
have them come to my room.
Right.
He could talk to me and my daughter there. I'm not going to stay here because some hotel clerk has said, by God, I think you may be a pedophile and you'll stay right here until the police give me satisfaction. I don't work for you, chump.
Right. Now, do we know if, and I don't know if this was one of the hotels that has security or not, but, could it have been some hotel security guard that's like, you ain't getting by me?
At this point, there's no mention in the story at all about hotel security.
Right.
So it's just that the police showed up relatively quickly, and we don't know how long it took the police to show up, but relatively quickly, once they did show up, they ascertained that this was not an issue.
Right.
And fortunately, they went off and did that. But how many times has this sort of thing rolled on and rolled on and rolled on in an investigation and, just ruined, besides ruining somebody's weekend,
right,
which, this few minutes did, according to this guy, could have gone a lot further and ruined a lot more.
Right.
Once this story gets back to the guys at the office, it may sound entirely differently. Okay, you take him down to the station for questioning. Well, he was arrested for, pederasty with his daughter.
Well, it doesn't say that he was taken into the police department.
No, it doesn't. But this is...
You're talking about the game of telephone that winds up. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about here, is I'm talking about people jumping to conclusions. I'm talking about the way accusations roll.
Right.
And the reason that we have to be careful with ideas that we hear on the news.
Right.
With this 24-hour news cycle as it exists, news companies are constantly hungry for that next piece, that next fact in a case. And facts may not always be facts. So bringing this back...
Hold on. What do you mean? Facts
might
not always...
Things that are presented as facts may not always be facts.
Okay. Got it. I thought you were saying, factual details about a thing might not actually be facts.
Yeah, but when you're presented in the news things as facts, In many cases, they're not. I haven't read a news story yet that was about me and something that I knew intimately about that was 100% correct.
True.
And they always get something wrong. I'm not saying journalists are bad people or anything. I'm just saying no one's perfect. And when you presume that you read an article, like we do, we look at articles here on Free Talk Live, we act like they're factual, because that's just kind of the model of what we do. We act like they're factual, and we talk about them as though that's what occurred. But in reality, I've never been in a situation where a news story has been written about me where it's been 100% factual. There's always something, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm not even going to bother. Or now with the way that stories can be changed online, I usually write something to the author and say,
right.
Yeah, this and this, you know, not exactly right. You've got a little wrong, but
right, and you're talking about, you know, minor details, not major.
Minor details in the presentation of a major accusation can look like a big thing. So back to the Brett Kavanaugh situation. I'm told things that happened in a room when Kavanaugh was a teenager in Georgetown, Maryland. I'm told things occurred. And they're presented as though, well, this is a fact because it hasn't been countered with anything or something. And I'm very, very, very concerned about jumping to conclusions. I think that Kavanaugh could handle this better. I really do. I think he should come out and make a statement. Look, I deny categorically all of these accusations. But Ms. Ford's experience sounds genuine in her delivery. And I really want to say I'm sorry for whatever occurred to her. I don't know what it was. I don't know who did it, but I know that she had something bad happen, and I want to say I'm really sorry that that thing happened. And that sort of acknowledgement I feel like would diffuse a situation as best as it could rather than both sides huddling up and, you know, getting ready for the big fight and all that stuff, which is really what it's all going to be about.
Right, and like I said, I've not followed this particular story, so has he even acknowledged that there's an allegation against him?
Oh, yes, he's denied it vociferously.
Okay, so how is him denying it different from what you said he should do by saying he denies the allegation?
Yeah, rather than just a straight denial, an apology for the person's experience, whatever that experience might be.
Got it.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you expect to happen in this Kavanaugh case? I'm curious because I think he's going through. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
You can call in at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I've read a couple of stories here about sort of the human condition, jumping to conclusions, reasons that we have a jurisprudence and an legal system. We have it, for one, to prove whether or not somebody did something.
Right.
And I think it's important that even though we're just talking about a job interview here, Brett Kavanaugh, for those that don't know, is up for a Supreme Court nomination. And we're just talking about a job interview here, this Senate confirmation hearing. However, that doesn't mean that we should lower our standards for proof.
And technically, the Senate confirmation hearing is not a job interview.
What is it?
The Senate is not supposed to be in the position of choosing the Supreme Court nominees. They're supposed to, in accordance with the Constitution, and whether you agree that it's one thing or another, blah, 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 they're supposed to advise and consent to the presidential selection.
Okay.
So the president, before making the selection, is supposed to be the one doing the interviews.
Sure.
And then the Senate is supposed to wind up saying, good choice, bad choice.
Yeah. It's still basically a job interview. Interviews can... I've been through...
Right. It's an interview of sorts, yeah. But it should not really be the interview process, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't really know if it's... You know, one of these things of the rise of the 24-hour news cycle or whatnot that is allowing these choices to be scrutinized more. Because I do vaguely recall there was something back in the 80s where somebody wound up, and I don't even know what the allegation was against him, but, you know, like, he wound up getting rejected. And
I don't think it was him, but I remember one of them had a...
Like, there's the term being borked.
Yes.
Like, that's a term, and As far as I can tell, it just means, like, getting rejected by the Senate, but it might mean something else.
It's a fun word, and it probably means anything that the user wants it to mean.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of users that don't know what words mean.
Socialism is a word that apparently some self-avowed socialist cannot define.
I think that socialism is a word that has gotten so much use that it's almost beyond what it means. But all right, let's go with the article here.
The article here comes from Fee, written by Dan Mitchell. He says, I've written many times about socialism, which is sometimes a frustrating task because the definition is slippery. And then he appears to be quoting something that says, I suspect the average supporter of Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks that socialism is big government with lots of handouts financed by class warfare taxation. Since that's the common perception, is that the definition we should use?
I think that's democratic socialism, pretty much to a T.
The technical definition of socialism, though, is government ownership of the means of production.
That's what I was taught in school, state ownership of the means of production.
Which entails central planning, price controls, and other forms of intervention. So, at the risk of being pedantic, is that how the term should be defined? He then continues the article that says, as an economist, I prefer the latter approach, which is why I've pushed back, though not necessarily in a favorable way, against those who call Obama a socialist. A few years ago, I tried to reconcile this definitional conflict by creating a diagram to show that there are several strains of socialism. And then he includes in here a diagram showing...
His diagram.
his diagram showing totalitarians, and he's got a picture of Hitler and Stalin. Socialist, and there's a picture of some, it's a small enough picture to where I can't make out the face.
People.
Self-described crazies, but what he describes as crazies, and then there's a picture of the Greek flag and Bernie Sanders, and then they all come together, there's a picture of Obama, and then a picture of Hillary Clinton, and then over to the right, ironically enough, it says rational lefties, and there's a picture of all of the Scandinavian flags.
All right.
He says, I also created a 2x2 matrix to show how various nations should be characterized when measuring redistribution and intervention, and I'll pull that up and take a look at it in a bit. He says, even socialists don't know what socialism is. If you think I'm somehow being unfair, check out this recent column in the New York Times. Even an advocate for socialism has a hard time saying what it is. And then there's an excerpt from that article that says, public support for socialism is growing. Self-identified socialists like Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib are making inroads in the Democratic Party. Membership in the Democratic Socialist of America, the largest socialist organization in the country, is skyrocketing, especially among young people. What do we mean in 2018 when we say socialism? Socialism means different things to different people. For some, it conjures the Soviet Union and the gulags. For others, Scandinavia and guaranteed income. But neither is the true vision of socialism. What the socialist seeks is freedom. When the basic needs of life compel submission to the market and subjugation at work, we live not in freedom but in domination. Socialists want to end that domination, to establish freedom from rule by the boss, from the obligation to sell for the sake of survival.
That sounds right. It sounds like, precisely what I hear is that in many cases these far lefties are like, the marketplace doesn't work. And work is hard, and I'm bad at my job.
Yeah, this reminds me of the cartoon that the guy is, I'm being oppressed, blah, 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 I've got to work, I'm just going to go live on an island, and then he goes off to an island and then realizes he has to, like, scavenge for food, and he said, the environment is oppressing me.
Yes. The environment will oppress you. If it isn't your boss oppressing you, the environment will. I mean, I'm sorry, but planet Earth isn't easy. Paradise was lost some time ago. if it was ever found, mind you. And
good reference to some really long, boring books.
Well, mostly it's a reference to the Adam and Eve, but yeah, that's the books are the reference to Adam and Eve being losing paradise. But whatever.
It's also interesting that, and I've not fact-checked this, but I did hear that the guy that wrote Paradise Lost wrote that the year that he got married, and he wrote Paradise Found after his wife died.
Oh.
I don't know if it's true. I've not fact-checked it, but, you know, it's a good joke, if not.
It's a good joke.
Continuing with the Fee article here, where he's talking about this little excerpt from the New York Times, he says, "The claim that socialism is freedom sounds bizarre, because it is bizarre. But it's not new. It's the crazy idea of positive liberty that was the basis for FDR's so-called Economic Bill of Rights. Basically, we should all be free to live off of other people, though this cartoon sums up why that approach doesn't work." And it's a picture that says, "Socialism, sign up here. No work, free stuff." Just an infinite line of people, and then the other door says, "Work hard, keep half." Nobody's in that line.
Yeah.
No, that's just...
At this point, I think you're closer to work hard and keep a third, but, you know, that's just income tax. There's all kinds of other taxes. I've had friends of mine who make a lot of money who say that basically they keep about a tenth of what they, you know, produce in gross.
Now, are they including all of their living expenses in that, or are they just accounting for the taxes?
No, that's just basically take home after taxes. And now, admittedly, this person, you know, makes a lot of money. But, I mean, I kind of have to ask myself, if I was in a situation where I was, you know, making, I had a lot of money, and, you know, you're talking about making more money, if I had to do the work to produce $1 and only got to keep 10 cents out of that dollar, would I do it? Or would I just go out and play golf? I don't play golf, but find something else to do.
You take like, up golf.
Yeah, do something that sounds like more fun than working. And if you take your big producers out of the marketplace, what's it going to do for the marketplace? It doesn't seem like it's going to be good. If your basketball team, you pull all the marquee players off and you throw them on the bench.
You're not going to have a good basketball team.
You're not. Now, if the other teams are doing the same thing, then you're just all watching a high school basketball team.
College.
All right. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.